This is show number 206. This is Larry here of Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is a special end-of-year holiday edition. With me is Trixie.
Hello.
Trixie, I have E with me.
Hello there.
And then actually, hold on a minute. We gotta get your microphone. Hold on a minute. I can't really tell you what his real name is, but I can only refer to him by his gamer tag, which is
Stiffy.
So Stiffy's. No, come on. You're gonna be loud in that microphone.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, this thing is on. So you gotta hold it far away. So what I've done here, if you have,
while we're on the subject,
yes.
For everyone who has a problem with Trixie's voice and thinks it hurts their ears, I just want to say they're wrong.
Well, what I was gonna do is I'm actually recording this. We have four microphones here, and I'm recording this on a separate track. So I was gonna put up a separate version without Trixie's track.
You know?
Oh.
That is not really in the holiday spirit.
No.
Law.
Which is?
The further it goes away from her.
Yes.
It's okay. Not linear.
Thank you, Stiffy.
Okay.
Moving on.
So
representing for the geeks.
So what we're doing here is it's the end of the year. It's Friday afternoon. I scheduled this a while ago, but I basically sent a schedule out and said, hey, guys, for an end-of-year show, what do you say we sit down in the conference room and just talk about an end-of-year show? So Stiffy, you came in. You're working, aren't you? Most people are gone.
I've been applying Windows updates to a PC for the last 3 hours.
Okay.
That's working.
Uncle Bill doesn't like to hear that.
So, and then Trixie, you came in because you're off this week.
I am. I'm on vacation.
You're on holiday. And then E's been working all week, especially Wednesday night E was working.
Yeah.
So can we talk about, let's kick off the show and get that out of the way right now.
Do we really want to talk about that again?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So I suppose first I should point out all the things that didn't happen Wednesday night.
So for those people that don't know what happened Wednesday night, good. You can fast forward for the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know or that do know, we actually had a little bit of a blip in the matrix on Xbox Live.
Yes. For several hours during primetime Wednesday night,
right.
Matchmaking was mostly unavailable, which, depending on your game, had all sorts of interesting implications.
Unavailable? Does that mean hosed?
Unavailable. Hosed would be another
okay.
way. Yes,
just
that'd be
checking.
The Trixieism for it. So some games, like, say, I'm trying to get into a game of Rainbow Six Vegas multiplayer, I'm just not going to be able to do that. There are some games where it manifested itself really strangely. Like, people were going, hey, I can't play Gears of War single player. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is Gears of War single player is actually, behind the scenes, it's multiplayer. And that's how they institute the co-op where someone can hop in at any point and join you and then leave and someone else can hop in and join you. So matchmaking was borked for several hours. The team busted ass. They got it fixed. But there have been a lot of... I can too say ass. See, I just did it again.
Oh.
Trixie's making fun of me quietly.
You guys were worried about me, and he said the A word.
So I think I made a mistake by giving you the most sensitive microphone, so pull it back a little bit. Anyway.
Anyways,
you told me.
Now that we're done making fun of Trixie for the moment,
right.
Moving back. So there was a problem with Live,
yep.
But I should point out all the things it wasn't, because there have been a bunch of conspiracy theories up on the web. So it was not an alien incursion.
Okay, check.
It was not caused by the earthquake in
Taiwan.
Asia, out by Taiwan.
Right.
It was not Sony fanboys hacking us.
Right.
It was not the Shadowrun beta.
Which was my favorite.
yes. So.
Ooh, the Shadowrun beta went up. Ooh, brought Live down. Unrelated.
The Shadowrun community manager made a post saying the Shadowrun beta was going to be delayed a little bit because there were issues.
Right.
And people went, oh, the Shadowrun beta is causing the issues.
Mm.
No, what happened was we said, hey, guys, we're having problems. We're not going to work on the thing to make Shadowrun work until we fix everything.
Right. Guys, stand over there and wait until we can get this thing working.
Exactly. So people just, I'm not quite sure how they got from A to B, but.
You're not sure. Well, you know, this is a very bright audience that we have.
Yes.
And they're very active and they're very imaginative.
I'm glad you said that, not me. It was also not the gunman on the grassy knoll.
Okay, check.
And I think that covers it.
Stiffy, did you see any that were?
I got a flat tire right around the time that happened.
That was it. You had it. How long did it take you to get that changed?
It got fixed right after it went back up.
So wow. So it reinflated itself. Phenomenal. So Xbox Live really does is it permeates anywhere. So E, I appreciate. So everyone wants to know. Well, what was the problem? Damn it, we gotta know.
The hamsters went to sleep.
Okay, the hamsters went to sleep.
Bad hamsters. So. Too much turkey.
Too much eggnog.
Yes.
Their cheeks were full.
Tryptophan out. So there you go. That's the last word on what did not bring Xbox Live down on Wednesday.
And actually, I should point out, we weren't down.
Right.
You were unable to do a lot of things, and I understand that it's painful. But there were also a lot of things that were working.
What could you do?
You could send messages. Ooh. You could do voice chat.
Pretty much do everything else.
You could Presence was working.
Yeah. You could go into Marketplace, and whether it was video Marketplace and you wanted to get TVs and movies, or regular Marketplace,
and
it was all functioning.
And the reason I know Presence was working is because around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I got home a little early that day, and I was playing this title called Pimps at Sea. You guys may have heard about it, and so I was playing Pimps at Sea.
Sailing R.
And I was I had left it on because I just left my box on and went about to do some other things. And this was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, and so I was online. E and I was on IM. Now let me just be clear: I have E on my IM, and when the service goes down, you do not want to IM E. That's the worst thing. You don't even want to call him. You just want to run the other way because you're cranky, which is fine. I sent a note off to the people that I said, hey, I'm seeing some problems. What's going on? Because people had started messaging me over Live, ironically saying Live's down. Well, if it's down, how could you message me, people? And so I had left Pimps at Sea on for, I don't know, a couple, 3 hours because I was sitting at my laptop and my computer dealing with this, and people were getting very angry because they were claiming that I was playing Pimps at Sea and not paying attention to their issues.
Well, what we actually did was we kind of cleared the service out for you,
right,
to make room because right. We wanted you to be able to win a game.
That's another thing we that's the other thing we did not do. So,
I love how they think like you're the only person who can fix it. Like you're going to run down here and like jiggle the hamster cages. Wake up, you bastard. Start running.
Hey. So I get in trouble for saying ass, and she says that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
This is a monster. That's not even a bad word.
Well, not in your house. The bar's pretty high in your house.
That's dumb.
Well, I know you live. So you just got a high def television.
I did.
So you've now entered the high def era.
I know.
And what's that like?
It's large.
Is that good?
Okay. Yeah.
It's always good.
So is the oh god. Is what kind of TV do you have? Because that's what my geek people.
It's a Samsung 42-inch LCD 1080 TV. That's all I know about it.
That's a 1080 TV.
It's a nice TV.
It's cool.
So you've got it hooked into your Xbox 360. Now, mm-hmm. Now a lot of people don't know this, and this is one of the for the past few episodes I've been doing the Xbox 101. For new people that come on download my shows all the time, it's kind of a little thing that you may or may not know about your Xbox. And this time, since you have a high def TV, I want to make sure that a lot of people know what to do. And that is, when you do get a high def TV, what are the things? E, why don't you go through what you have to do? You have to go over to the dashboard.
To take it out of the box.
Listen,
what?
E, why don't you?
So, well, there's two things you have to do.
I flipped the doohickey in the back.
Exactly.
I did remember to do that.
Okay, so explain what the doohickey is.
So, on the cable that comes with your Xbox 360, the video cable.
Because we provide high def out of the box.
Yes.
Unlike
some other products.
Right.
Switch away.
You might have it hooked up to your regular TV through the composite connection.
That's which is the yellow RCA one.
RCA cable.
Yep.
And then you get a new high def TV, and you go, okay, I'm going to hook it in with these high def connectors.
Mm-hmm.
To actually get high def, there's a little switch on the cable you have to flip. That is marked, but it's kind of easy to miss, but there's TV and HD settings.
Right.
So you need to flip that switch to HD and then power off and back on your box to get it to actually output in high def.
It's right. Not on the box. It's on the actual cable.
Yeah, it's on the cable. It's on the control, the part that plugs in.
And then you want to go into the dashboard.
So you go over to the system blade.
Crap, yep. I need
system
to remember
blade,
this when I
console come. Settings, and tell it what your TV is capable of, whether it's a 720p TV or a 1080i TV, so that you'll get the best picture.
Right. So there you go. So did you do that?
No.
So you can actually, you flip.
I told you to do that before you got the TV.
No.
So here's, so there you go.
You told me about the doohickey, and I remembered that.
She'll be at home. She'll listen to this. She'll heed 101 and do it.
So Xbox 101, if you got an Xbox 360 a while ago, or you just got it and you have a high def TV, make sure that you flip the little switch in the back. Very simple. And I think there's like a little paper covering it now when you take it out of the box. And then you go into the dashboard, go to System Blade, and then Console Settings. Then it's the very first one at the top, and then you kind of go through and figure out where they got 720p, 1080i, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right?
That is exactly right.
Okay, good. So so this Xbox 101 is courtesy of Trixie and her not really high-def TV because we're not sure. Can you come back to me and let me know what you had it switched to?
It's cool.
Was it on like 280i or something?
I don't know. I don't go into that 540, with all the weird numbers and stuff.
710, 730.
Should I stop by
it
and
set
on
it
up
this.
Quick?
It
was set on. She's doing it again. So the other thing, so I had sent out, I didn't talk about this at the beginning, but I sent out a lot of invites to a lot of the folks on the team, specifically Let's Kill Dave from letskilldave.com, Ozymandias, Andre, I asked him to come by. I even asked the guys from the Gamerscore blog to come by. And
that was nice of you.
And I love those guys. And they have, as is usual, in the middle of the meeting, they sent me a note saying, we can't make the meeting.
Yeah, why not? What an excuse.
The meeting started 42 minutes ago.
I'm just letting you know that I won't say it was, but they hopefully one of them will be by.
Bad form.
So I invited a whole bunch of people. So and it's kind of a lot to ask people to show up here on their day off in the middle of a holiday. But you're here. You only live a few miles away.
Hey,
I'm working.
Stiffy's here. I'm here. E's here. Yeah. So anyway, so that's
kids are here.
But I want to talk about E3 because last year was Stiffy. Did you go to E3 last year?
The year before.
So you're familiar with the spectacle. And we should also be very clear. You work in the Xbox team, but you work in a super secret area that I can't talk about.
Yes. Area 52.
Yes. So but you're over and I wanted you to be part of this little show today. But E3 last year was the last E3 that apparently is going to be like that.
And, that makes me sad.
Trixie, you and I went and covered it for Xbox.com.
We did.
For the community section. E was down. Why were you there?
I was on vacation.
You were on vacation.
I was hanging out. Girlfriend was there.
So he was down there hanging out. And we all remember the blogger bus.
The blogger bus was so awesome.
So yes. Why don't you tell people what that was? And can they still find all the videos up?
Bloggers.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, if you go to the community section of Xbox.com, mm-hmm. If you look at Xbox.com event coverage, you can still get all of our E3 stuff.
Right.
So you can see Major Nelson's massive number of videos. Remember you did so many videos that you lost your voice?
Oh, no, I was sick the whole time.
I know, you were sick as
well. So what happened was, I've talked about this, I would get up in the morning, I would rush to the venue, we would bang out a bunch of different videos, and then like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I literally would drop dead.
And then, like a phoenix, you would resurrect.
And then 18 hours later, I'd wake up and we'd go all over it again, just like the phoenix.
And you know what that reminds me of is that you couldn't go to the Ubisoft party. And remember, I couldn't score an invite because they screwed me.
That's right.
And they wouldn't let me. They're like, no, we don't have any room. We're so sorry. Can we give you some games to make it up to you? I'm like, I don't want your games. I want a freaking party invitation. And so then you were like, well, I can't go. I mean, you went home early, right?
Right.
And they still wouldn't let me in. So their whole we don't have room is...
They were. It was like when you go into a convenience store and you see checks hanging by the cash register. There was a list with Trixie on it.
I know. And the frag dolls were trying to work it. And like, hey, you need to let Trixie.
The frag dolls were even trying to get you in there. But apparently you had NSF written across you.
I know.
Non-sufficient funds.
I know. I was like on the persona but non grata.
So for a lot of people that couldn't go to E3, and I know it's 6 or 8 months ago, so it's kind of hard to remember that far back. But it was... what are you guys looking forward to this year at E3? We don't know what we're getting ourselves into, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on?
What is going? Do you know what's going on?
Nobody's
Stiffy?
Got a clue.
Yeah, we're all sitting around here. You know, Microsoft is one of the big. Would argue that we're big part of the industry. At least we not at our level. I'm sure there's other people around here that know what the heck's going on, but we certainly don't. So.
PAX will be a lot better this year.
I don't know what's going on.
I hope it's not boring.
Well, I do too.
I bet it's going to be stupid. I bet it's going to be a bunch of conference rooms and a bunch of suits just geeking out.
Don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel.
Why do people always say that to me?
I think this year will be the year of PAX.
Right.
PAX
totally.
Has been this
totally.
Kind of small, cultish show, and this year they're moving to a much bigger venue, the Washington Convention Center.
Yeah. In downtown, yeah. So PAX is the Penny Arcade, which is put on by the Penny Arcade guys.
The Penny Arcade Expo being the X
right.
PAX.
Right.
And it's been this like 20,000 person geek show, and it's been great. And there's been, the Red versus Blue guys, and it's been a really fun show. But now it's going big time.
So I want to talk about that for a second because I remember I was driving down there. Was it Saturday when I came down and I called you on your mobile phone?
Yeah, because you had just come back from Germany.
Right. And
you were in Leipzig.
Right, because I flew back for this, and I said, hey, how's it going down there? I'm on my way, and you the first words out of your mouth were, it stinks. Why did it stink?
Because there were many, many unwashed gamers. Now, I think that, like, our Xbox 360 gamers are pretty cool for gamers.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, there are a couple weirdos and stinkers, but so someone has PC and like card game.
The board games?
D&D players. Oh my god.
Hey.
Bathe thyself, please. I mean, seriously, the funk rising up from these people was unbearable. Unbearable.
It's a bigger venue this year.
Yeah.
It was so smelly. And over by the DDR, oh my lord.
Yeah, I remember
that. Tent that thing off. It was disgusting. It was just like humid and funky and ugh.
Okay, so we've talked about E3. We've talked. Do you have anybody else you want to throw under the bus and drive over this year?
It's been
Give
a long
minute.
Year.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
There's, behind you is just this year-long shrapnel that you've left behind.
Built up.
Come on, you guys, back me up. That place stunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I would like to thank everyone who came to the party at my place later. They had all bathed recently.
Yeah, it was gamey.
Yeah.
So PAX, we think PAX is going to be big this year. And I've been going back and forth with Tycho, and he hasn't emailed me back yet. I asked him what the dates were this year, and I'm sure they're up on the site. I just don't feel like going to look at them. So we'll see you at PAX this year. Of course, we'll have a big. Hopefully, we'll have a blogger bus or something there.
Yeah.
I was waiting
for
the. Great. Too bad the Gamerscore blog guys aren't here.
I know. Yeah.
They could tell
did
us.
Did you invite them?
I did. You know, I did.
What's the word on them?
Yeah.
What's their ETA?
Yeah. MIA. MIA.
AWOL.
So, and then the other thing I had up next to talk about was XNA, which is interesting, and Dave from letskilldave.com could talk eloquently about that, but since no one
if
in the room
were
could,
here.
If he were here. But
let's kill Dave.
Let's kill him.
Where is he?
String him up.
Where is he?
Get a rope.
He's probably one of those people who took vacation.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. You
took
vacation. And I've been here every day, and, you know.
Every night.
Get some work done around here.
And every night. Let's see what else we have. So next week, a couple weeks from now, is it next week? Yes, next week. We're going to CES.
Week after next.
So I'm going to work once again. You're going. It's a pleasure.
On vacation.
That's
yeah.
what. So E takes his vacation and goes to trade shows.
Dorky.
Hey.
Which one?
I need a new TV.
Which one? What?
CES or the other one?
CES. No, we're not going to the other one. I know what you're talking about.
The other one.
Hey, that's a nice segue into that video I saw.
All right, no, wait a minute. Let's just talk about
now
CES.
Everyone's going to want to know about that.
Let's talk about CES.
Okay.
So CES is next week. For those of you that don't know, CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is, you know, Sin City. It is one of the largest. I don't think it's as large as CeBIT. Do you know, E? Do you guys know if it's largest as CeBIT over in Europe?
Seabiscuit? I don't think so.
CeBIT.
CeBIT's pretty big from what I've heard.
Ignore her.
Moving on.
Where
Didn't
were we?
Hear a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't
you stop? So, yeah, I don't think it's as big as CeBIT in Hanover, but I don't know.
Okay, see this little thing, right? You know what I can do right here?
You could just pot Trixie down.
Hey.
I could turn her mic down. See, now it's down.
Not very nice.
Okay. So we're going to CES, which is in Las Vegas. What are you looking forward to seeing? We talked a little bit about this last week, and I want to get to you, Stiffy, as well. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to Cirque du Soleil, but did you mean gadgets?
Yes.
I think I need a new television. So TVs this year,
yeah,
again.
Me too.
We spent a bunch of time last year looking at TVs.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Download last week's show if you want to hear a funny story about the TVs.
Yeah. I think I need, when I get a new TV, I probably need a new receiver to go with it.
Right.
I think the only thing I'm keeping is my speakers.
Right.
So definitely gadgets there.
Don't forget to flip on the doohickey. On your Xbox 360.
Don't forget to, thank you. Wow, talk about it out of the blue. I was going somewhere and then Trixie.
You're talking about your home theater.
Oh, yes. So I need a new home theater.
Right.
My TV's getting kind of old. My receiver doesn't have enough inputs anymore for all the things I have hooked up to it.
Right.
It's a pain in the neck. So it's shopping time.
We're going to look at phones too.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a better phone out than the one I've got.
The Dash.
The Dash. Right. And actually, I don't know if I can talk about the application that I had on here.
I don't
earlier.
Think you can.
Oh, because that's
yeah,
really,
I don't think you can.
Really cool. Okay. You should all come work here. There's cool stuff.
There's a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. Stiffy, what are you looking for?
All we ask is your soul.
Are you looking for anything out of CES? Will you be quiet over there?
What? Why am I invited if I'm not allowed to speak?
In turn. Notice how I'm going in turn around the table? See that? So, Stiffy?
I'm not looking forward to anything.
Really?
CES.
You want nothing. Have you been?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Well, I'll be there. I'm doing I'm carrying the Bill G keynote, which is Sunday night, so it's a little bit over a week away. I'll be carrying that. So I have a special area backstage to record the whole show for that. So I'll post that up, and then we'll also do some stuff for the community section on Xbox.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your turn, and we'll have.
Can speak?
Yeah, you can speak. We'll have some stuff. We'll have some stuff up on Xbox.com. So we'll do
She's
a booth.
Doing it again.
We'll do the booth tour of the Microsoft booth, which is so much larger than I mean, it's just, it's the Death Star. It's huge.
Hopefully without the same end.
What are you looking for from CES?
Getting hosed by not going again. I'm looking forward to that, sitting home.
Wait a minute. You went to Vegas. You were just in Vegas, so I don't want to hear about this.
Shut up.
You were just there.
CES.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
What were you there for?
I was there for World Cyber Games U.S. finals. Right.
That's
it was
pretty
fun,
cool.
But okay, it was in the Aladdin Hotel, which is like the swap meet hotel and casino.
Did it smell? People smell?
It did smell. And here it was we go under with the smell again. And it was terrible, terrible hotel. It sucked big time.
Just to make it clear, we're not sponsored by the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas.
So why would you want to go to CES?
Because all my friends are going to be there. And it's super fun.
The cool kids, like, you know, me.
And me.
Yeah.
There's a party or two.
Yeah, hi.
There's parties?
Major, aren't you going to do some World Series of Video Game action there, too?
You know, that's a good point. I think I am. Also, we do have to work on that. There's also a CES party that I talked about last week that you and I talked about very briefly for the Xbox community.
We should ask the GamerScore blog guys about that.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Where are
Tony?
You?
Hey. Are they under the table?
They're not under the table. They're not here.
No.
So we'll post details. I'm sure you'll post it on your blog. I'll post it on my blog when we have details.
I've got a lot of people bugging me for tickets to that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Too.
Hello.
Yeah, you're not even in yet.
I know. See, what is that?
So let's get
I have to give out the tickets, but I don't even get to come.
Let's get
you
back
can
to
come hang out with us.
Wait.
Let's get back to the game, shall we? So I want to know what games you played a lot of this year. We're going to start again with E around this side. E. So tell us a little bit about what your top games were. We talked about, you know, what the service was, but what did you play? And then more importantly, I want to know, what was your guilty pleasure? What was the one that you probably turned yourself to offline because you didn't want to see anybody, you know, so you didn't want anybody to play?
Wow. Okay. Well, I suppose even though, you know, it's an older title, I've got to confess, I still played a ton of Halo 2 this year.
Yep.
I actually went and looked, and I finally mostly stopped playing Halo 2 back in August. But
right.
I did put in about 2,000 games of Halo 2 this year.
Okay.
2,000, yeah. That's just this year since January 1st, 2006.
Okay, so why do you make fun of me for my Zuma problem then?
How many times have you beaten Zuma?
11.
Yeah, moving on. So I played a lot of that.
Right.
March was great. We had a bunch of great games come out then. So I played
Ghost Recon.
A ton of Burnout. Ghost Recon 3, yep. Which I still need to go back and finish the campaign mode. I got distracted by I don't remember what. I was on Burnout for a couple of months.
Yes, you were.
I got really addicted by perfecting all the crash modes.
Mm-hmm.
The other modes I'm just frankly not very good at. So I gave up on those. But I played it long enough to get perfect in all the crash modes, which was only worth like 50 gamer score or something, but it was the principle. Of the
but game. It was fun nonetheless.
Yes. So I did that. I did a little Oblivion, like everybody else, but I wasn't an Oblivion addict.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. RPGs aren't my thing anymore. They used to be, but that was back in the, you know, Ultima Wizardry days.
So you and I should talk about the Graw achievements that we have.
Yeah, you're just going to piss people off if you
we won't talk about it. So if you want to know what the achievements are, just go up and look at our gamer cards. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I think mine's still set to friends only, so they'll get mad at you.
Okay.
What else did I play a lot of this year? We played actually a lot of multiplayer PDZ for a while.
That you know, I still like that game. I was down just yesterday. One of the guys who works on the web team was playing it, and I walked in. I'm like, yeah, that was really fun. I loved all the different weapons.
The weapons were cool. Infection
right.
was a very cool mode.
Yep.
The one thing it was missing for me was you could form a party, and we had a group of maybe 20 people here from work that was playing on a regular basis. But eventually you got tired of shooting your friends.
Right.
And there was no way to easily gather up a group of people and go target other people.
So that's why people say we need to have the party system for all the games, kind of like Halo 2
is.
Yes, so
we're listening.
We're listening. That's all we can say is we're listening. Yeah. Stiffy, what do you got?
I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, Stiffy.
He's go ahead. Got a list.
No, that's fine. Go.
Stiffy's taking notes over there.
We'll take a little bit each. So, I don't play many games, as you can see on my games played.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I blocked it.
Right.
So generally, I play every game.
Right. Yes, you do.
For every region.
So that's part of what you do.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yep. But the things that I spend my time on aren't really games, unless they're, for some reason, they went through cleanly and I really enjoyed them.
Right.
Because I have to work with these games early on.
Right.
And may have mental problems and I can't play them.
You may have mental problems? Yes. Or?
Because of the game.
So one of the games you did play a lot of, though, was Viva Pinata.
Yeah, that was one of those games that was interesting.
And how? What level are you?
I 80 something.
Wait a minute. 80. 80.
What?
80.
I have a few things left to do.
A few things.
Yeah, if you romance every breed.
Right.
Master romance every breed. Mm-hmm. Find every varium.
Mm-hmm.
Catalyze every plant fully. So there's a potential of getting up to level 100 and something.
80.
I think I'm sitting next to Dr. Moreau.
It's crazy.
Well, the thing about this game is it's even once you've got all the achievements.
Which do you have them all?
To do. There's one I didn't do.
Which is which?
The factory challenge. I'm waiting for my kids to do that
one. Okay.
I left that one for challenge. Them.
So throughout this game, they want to borrow your pinatas. And you just give them the pinatas. And the cool thing about you give them the pinatas, they come back 20% more valuable.
Oh, I remember that one.
And you keep doing this. And when you've got it all pimped out with all the stuff, the accessories, and
right.
and then it's 20% more valuable when it returns from a party.
Right.
Or it could be a set of pinatas.
Right.
But you got to do, I think, 20 of these things.
Wow.
To get the master...
Master Pet yeah. Challenge one.
And that's the one I'm not done with. I want my kids to finish that one. I did every other one.
Yeah, you so you're on my friends list, and you've sent me... What did you send me?
The craziest stuff that...
Ever.
I could.
Like, I have... I actually... Because when you receive the... First of all, a lot of people get confused. When you start playing the game... Trixie, you started playing the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you opened the post office?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't get the post office right away. You have to get to a certain level, and then you can... Then
like
you can.
Literally.
And then yeah, and then you can so it's fairly easy to get to, but you can send and receive items. And you sent me a box that was so big that I couldn't open it. And I'm like messaging along, what the hell is in this box? What?
You said the H word.
Oh my!
Did I? Oh. So that was
the hook.
So that was that was pretty wild when you sent me that. What was there was an elephant in there, right?
Was an elephantilla.
Yeah, an elephantilla.
Pimped out.
Elephantilla. What's that?
Explain.
It's a pinata insane. Elephant.
And what does the elephant do?
Well,
it farts a lot.
It passes gas a lot.
It never stops actually.
Can I feed it something?
Beans.
Nuts.
Okay.
And to romance that breed.
Romancing an elephant.
It needs dancing shoes.
What?
Which is why you don't see a lot of elephantillas in the wild.
Right.
Interesting.
So did you romance it?
I believe I have romanced that one.
Okay.
Yes.
With
and I found all the variations.
With the dancing shoes. Wow. The one that I did want you to send me was the flying pig, remember?
The pixie.
The pixie, right.
Yes.
Which is, have you seen the flying pig, Trixie?
I'm just like a lousy level 25 or something. I haven't seen any of this.
How do you get to the flying pig?
Well, I don't want to be a spoiler.
Right.
Come on, tell us.
So stop listening for 15 seconds.
Stop listening. You're going to tell. Spoiler.
You have to crossbreed a swanna and the paper pet of the pig.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to meet each one's romance requirements.
Right.
And buy a special house, which is for neither of them. But when you buy this house and put it in your garden, if you look at it closely, there's little clues on it, little art.
Right.
There's a pig on there with wings, and there's a swan, and that's how you figure out what to do with this thing. And then you go, maybe I got to send romance ready pinatas into this thing
to get some action.
And then out comes a flying pig.
It's a pinata house of ill repute.
What? What does the swan pig romance dance look like?
We're still in a spoiler phase here. Keep going.
It's. I
try it yourself.
Anything more elaborate than anything else, but it's strange to see the two breeds
that's
doing
kind
their
of
little square dance.
Gnarly, actually.
All right, Stiffy, what else you got?
So Gears of War, I'm just currently starting to enjoy that.
Right, because I walk by your office like a couple times a week, and I'm like, dude, you haven't finished it yet?
I got 80 friends on my list.
Yes.
I start a co-op private match every time I play, and not once has anyone jumped in to say, hey, let me help you out. So anyway, I'm just about done with the second difficulty level.
Right.
I think I'm in Act 4 now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great because the learning there, it's you do not go through that as a single person the same as you would with a co-op.
Yeah, it's almost two different games.
Two different strategies,
yeah,
for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
So Gears of War, amazing. I've been playing the Animal Crossing on the DS
yes.
for a long time.
Yeah, we all have.
Major
continue to play that.
Yeah.
No. I did. Be clear. I'm the one person. Well, there's that. We should tell that story, actually.
Major's but a big fat cheater.
I never played Animal Crossing on the DS. I avoided it.
You did?
Because I was waiting for Viva Pinata. I didn't want to get sucked in.
Oh, that's right.
So I never bought it, even though everyone around me had.
Your girlfriend played it, because we played.
Yes, which brings us to the story of how you're such a lousy, cheater. Miserable cheater. So.
No, he's a really good cheater, actually.
He actually had to get help. So there was a little bit of a contest that's going true. On between Major and my girlfriend.
Right.
How far evolved their towns were and how much money they had and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the test manager for Live has, among other things, a hex editor that lets you go into your DS games and actually edit things on the memory files and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to edit Animal Crossing in his city so that Major could go visit over Wi-Fi, go in, pick up bags of money, take them back to his city, repeat.
So I never did anything on mine, let me be clear. I just paid a visit to his.
No hackery on yours.
It's sort of a Robin Hood thing.
So, and just to be clear, I was kind of done with the game anyway, and I kind of wanted to see it. I was really doing it to annoy your girlfriend.
Which worked.
You know what? I left my DS on the airplane.
What?
Yeah. I can't find it anywhere. That's the last place I had it. Yeah.
Maybe it's with my Bluetooth headset.
I went down to the Chili Peppers concert for the Zune launch, and I remember that was the last place I remember having it, and I think I stuck it in the pocket.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
Someone's enjoying it.
Yeah. Anyway. So we'll Stiffy, we went through. Do you have anything else before we get on to Zuma Lady?
Loving the Wii, having a good time.
Good, you've got a Wii.
We can't find one.
Yeah, no one can unless you have one.
How did everyone keep a straight face in the room except me?
About what Wii?
Stiffy loves his Wii.
You know.
Well, we weren't going there.
Yeah, exactly.
So that apprentice disc. I don't know if you guys ever saw that apprentice disc we handed out. Do you remember that?
No.
What?
Huh? So there was an episode of an apprentice. Where we, it was the Xbox 360 display challenge
at Walmart.
And so Jay's in that, and you know, it was pretty interesting. But what we did for that is we made this apprentice disc, just for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really unique disc.
How unique is it?
A lot of DVD content.
It's so unique. I don't have it.
I've never seen it.
A bunch of people got them. You got onto the Walmart site and you said, "Give me one," and they mailed it to you for free. But it's a cool disc. It's kind of a hybrid disc. It has a bunch of Xbox 360 content and a whole bunch of outtake DVD scenes.
Stuff from the show.
You can play on a DVD player.
I did not know that.
Yep. So that's a pretty neat one.
Did you know? I didn't know that.
I did not know.
I avoid Walmart like the plague, so I did not know that.
Okay, we've got the major retailer check. Piss them off.
Final Fantasy,
yep.
The Burger King disc,
which we talked about, a big bump in, and Sneaking.
The XNA.
So you're building a game?
No, I worked on part of.
Okay, we can't say anymore because we can't.
Worked on everything.
We can't say any more than that, so we don't want to.
But it was super fun. I mean, that was a very cool, challenging product.
Right.
So you
can download.
And it would be great if Dave from letskilldave.com was here and we could ask him about it.
Right, so we're
He's
just
probably on vacation.
Well, I killed him on my way in here,
So we're going to segue right into Trixie, and Trixie's going to tell us about her. What are you playing, Zuma?
You know. That's what I'm playing.
Zuma.
But I'm going to stop.
Why?
Because.
But I'm going to stop.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
I do. I admit I have a problem. It's not even fun anymore. It's a compulsion. I can't stop. I'm going to beat it one more time on the HD, and then I'm going to delete it from my hard drive so I can never play it again.
You do realize you can re-download it from Marketplace for free.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me
you
that.
You know you can. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to wait for Zuma 2, and I've been sending.
Is there a Zuma 2?
They're going to work on it. Told them to.
You know what? There's another
game
coming.
So much of a product announcement.
And there's another gaming coming out that you've been waiting for called Duke Nukem. You waiting for that one too?
Forever.
Yeah, I've been waiting for what, 15 years or something?
So what else are you playing?
I do like the pinata. The pinata.
It's like something my mother would say. I like that pinata.
I like that pinata. It's so fluffy.
Well, you know what we got to talk? You know what we have to talk about? What? 1569. Do you know what that is?
I think I read about
it. I do, but I can see your laptop screen from here.
That would be your gamer score.
What's wrong with that? I think that's good.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So 99 Nights? You played 99 Nights? Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Back from the dead.
Just joining. We just finished trashing you. It's Dave from letskilldave.com. So why don't you sit over there, right in between those two guys. So Stiffy, can you handle? I want to just handle the microphone for a second.
So I'd like to take this opportunity to disassociate myself from all the Dave bashing that was going on.
Okay,
Dave, I had nothing to do with any of that.
It was all theirs.
So basically, we were doing a setup. We were talking about, you know, how some of the PR people have emailed me saying they can't make it. And I said, Dave's going to be...
Some of them during this show.
During the show, I got an email.
I'm not a PR person.
Exactly. So you're here. But one of the things we had up on the list of stuff that we blew over about 10 minutes ago was XNA.
I've never heard of it.
And that's your baby. Stiffy told us about his side. But I want to talk to you about, you know, how that's going, because it's been an interesting year. We announced it in... When did we announce it?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, so it wasn't this year.
Okay. It was first announced 2 years ago, but then we did the initial beta of XNA Game Studio Express, and that was back in March.
Right.
At GameFest. Mm-hmm. And then we came out with Beta 2 in... I'm trying to remember. I think it was in September.
I think it was September.
And then we came out with the final release this month.
And how's that going?
It's going great. We've had about 350,000 downloads already.
And
it's amazing.
So for people that don't know, how does this work? You download this thing to your computer, your PC. Can you just give me the executive level, as they call it?
Executive level.
The executive briefing.
Describe it in a way major.
No, there may be people that have downloaded this show. That have long since tuned out, let's be clear, and may want to know about XNA and how it works.
Okay, so let's be clear about this. We're talking about XNA Game Studio Express. XNA is a brand, just like
Windows.
What's
the deal with the long names at this company? We need shorter names.
Well, let me just clarify that. Yeah, XNA is a brand. It's just like Windows or Xbox. So when we talk about, when you say XNA, that really doesn't kind of quite mean something. What we really talk about is XNA Game Studio Express.
Right.
GSE, as we call it internally sometimes. Really what you do is download XNA Game Studio Express. You can load that up on your Windows PC, and you can actually build and play games right there, and you can do it all for free. So mm-hmm. you get Visual C# Express, because all the language is using C#. Mm-hmm. And then you get XNA Game Studio Express, which gives you all of the game-building capabilities that sit on top of Visual C# Express.
Right.
And then you're able to build your games and run them on your Windows box. Now, the really cool thing, though, is that what you can do is purchase a subscription to the XNA Creators Club on your Xbox 360. When you purchase a subscription to the XNA Creators Club on your Xbox 360, you're able to deploy the games that you write on Windows over onto your Xbox 360 and run them there.
Deploy is a fancy word for copy.
Yeah, you could say that. But okay. When I say deploy, I really mean copy and then be able to run it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It builds something.
It builds something, yes. It does something fantastic.
So it's been a wild year for you.
It has been a wild year. It's been kind of like getting on a roller coaster and still staying on it.
right.
And it's been real crazy. I've actually the XNA Game Studio Express and XNA Framework team product team have actually been taking a break since they did their launch on December 20th. But for me, I've actually been working through most of these holidays, getting ready for our first step in our whole YouTube for Gaming vision, by getting ready to launch our community site.
And what is here's an opportunity. Let's talk about that. What can you tell us?
So really what we're trying to do is, you know, we talk
that
about
that was let's just be clear. That was Trixie cracking a Diet Coke.
That was
not a cold one.
So really what we're talking about here is the community site is our first step in this vision that we have about this kind of what's been called the YouTube for Gaming.
Yep.
And what we're doing is we're going to be creating a site that will allow people to come in, talk about the games they're building, talk about the tutorials. We'll have features. We'll have samples out there. We'll have our own tutorials out there. We'll have places for people who are just getting started. We'll have places for people who are trying to get their game actually professionally published. We really want to try and create a good community-based environment that's going to help people be successful in building and ultimately selling their games.
That was a good soundbite. What have you seen so far for games? Have you seen any good ones?
You know, I've seen a few good ones. The one that just recently came out actually has been in existence for a while in a managed DirectX version. It's called Rocket Commander. And Rocket Commander was The same guy that did XNA Racer, Benny, who lives over in Germany, he just recently created a, or moved Rocket Commander over from Managed DirectX over into the XNA framework. And it's just an amazing game. It really gives a great example, something that you can see, feel, and touch right now, of exactly the kinds of quality games that you're going to be able to build using the XNA framework. It's really amazing.
So is this, what kind of, is it a racing game?
It's kind of a, you know, I'm ashamed to admit, I only played it for about 5 minutes.
It's five more minutes than anybody in this room's played
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a, you know, a dodge the asteroids or kind of a, it's a spaceship type of game.
Right.
A lot of really good.
Do I get to blow things up?
Exactly.
Kind of a sport.
So there's some objectives in it and stuff, okay. Different scoring objectives, things like that. You can also, I think there's a co-op and co-op play that you can do as well. So it's pretty pretty interesting.
So you sit over, you work in the game technology group, and we were just talking about the best games that we've played this year and kind of where you spent. And, you know, we didn't ask you what your guilty pleasures were, everyone. I kind of brought that up, but we didn't.
You cut me off like halfway through my list anyways.
Do you want to continue? We'll
no,
go back to that.
I'm good. I'm not better.
You think it's easy here, people? You come try to host this crew. So Dave, I want to ask you, what have you been playing? Because you play also PC games as well.
I do. I play a lot of stuff. So let's see. Recently on the PC, I've been playing Battlefield 2142, mm-hmm. and probably entirely too much World of Warcraft.
Right.
I'm really ashamed to admit how much I play on that.
You should be. That is dorkalicious.
It's dorkalicious. Yeah, I agree with you. let's see. So I've been playing other games as well. Xbox 360 games, a lot of different games there, of course.
And, like what?
I kind of play a lot of different things. Most of the time I'm kind of trying out XNA games, stuff that either I've been writing or stuff that other people have done.
Right.
I have been playing games like Gears of War, of course, a lot of fun.
Right.
I think I can say that I've recently started playing Shadowrun beta.
Yeah, we actually talked about that because apparently it brought the service down the other night. Is that true?
Now I'm doing.
I am not responsible for that. So, it's. But I can't say anything about it because anything more other than the fact that I'm playing it. So.
And I just noticed what were you watching an hour ago? Because according to this, you were watching a high def movie an hour ago.
I was watching an HD movie. In fact,
wow.
Oh, you fake.
Wow.
No, aren't you glad that it doesn't say what you're watching?
What were you watching?
I was watching Excalibur. Actually,
is that on HD?
It is out on HD, wow. I was really curious to see how well it looked and
to see how well Guinevere looked.
Yeah, sure. I didn't get that far though. I only I got it rehooked up. So, I actually have the one I'm actually going to be watching tonight is Forbidden Planet on HD. That's I'm excited. You know, you can laugh, but that's a great movie.
I've seen
movie.
That in HD on, I think it's HBO HD runs that every month.
Interesting.
Or two,
so. The other thing I noticed is you share something in common with E. You've been playing a lot of Burnout Revenge.
Yes, I love that game.
So E was just talking about that as well.
Yeah.
Crash mode, baby.
I love that game. Actually, there's another thing that E and I have in common. We only live about maybe less than a mile apart from each other.
Oh, you live up there?
Yeah.
We got to get you over to some of E's crazy off-the-hook parties.
How long was your
power
out?
Yeah, you bitched at me for not...
What, 5 days or, you know, a long time, yeah.
You were in the danger zone.
Why was he bitching at you?
Oh, because I put up pictures of the Halloween party, and he's like, come on, I didn't get
invited. Yeah, I didn't get invited.
He's like,
yeah.
You don't link to my blog from your blog, dude.
Then I link to it, and I still don't get invited to any parties.
There hasn't been one since then, dude.
Yeah. We need a good occasion.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm noticing is, you kind of were mixing it up old school. PGR3, were you playing with the wheel?
Yeah, I was. I just recently. Yeah, I was.
The game's like 13 months old. Yeah. So old school.
Yeah, I just recently got the wheel, so I was trying that out, and what I discovered actually is that no matter what kind of controller device I have, I suck at racing games.
Okay.
Yeah. Except Burnout. Burnout, the nice thing about it is that if you suck, you can just, you know, obscure it by crashing into
stuff. Right, that's the object.
Yeah.
And then I see you're also, you played Aragon. You guys saw the movie yesterday, actually.
Yeah,
Ian Trixie. I saw the movie last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ian Trixie went to the movies.
Yeah.
Wasn't I invited to that again?
You're annoying.
Okay. I think the game...
We took our kids to see Aragon.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think the game sucked less than the movie.
Okay. There you go. I can pretty much say that.
I didn't like that movie.
All right, we're not going to get into the movie discussion.
I love the book.
You had a dragon.
Yeah, I really love
fire.
Yeah, the baby dragon scenes were like, you know, come on, that was it.
The baby dragon was pretty cute, but
that was classic.
But really? Okay.
I don't know.
So anyway, let's talk. So what other games were you playing a lot of this year? I mean, I can look at your gamer card. I don't want to do that. But tell me some more about what you're playing.
Yeah, so you're testing to see how senile I am and forgetting about what games I play just a lot. So I'm, let's see. Oh, you know what? One game that I discovered that I really liked that I just thought I would only play for about 5 minutes and then stop was Viva Pinata.
Well, we just finished talking about that.
What level are you?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay, so
that's convenient.
Are you level 20?
No, I don't 10? Think I'm that. I don't think
so.
I'm
so I'd like to introduce you to Stiffy, who is a level 89 or something.
I've got nothing on our platform.
That sounds like you're pretty busy.
But these guys probably don't have 4 level 60 characters in World of Warcraft either.
Four? Okay. The
I
first
need help.
Is, can you admit that you have a problem?
Is that like quadruple dorky or something?
Wow.
That's the triple crown of geekiness.
Are you going to CES this year, Dave?
No, I am not going to CES.
You know there's a porn convention down there?
Or so Trixie's made me aware of.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because you had no idea.
No, I'm a middle-aged guy now, so I don't go to that stuff.
Okay.
So you did previously. Yeah.
So I don't know if a lot of people know this, or if people have listened to the show for a long time know this. Dave actually used to work for the CIA.
No, Dave did not work for the CIA.
Who did you work for?
I worked in the military.
But wasn't it like some secret, super secret stuff?
Would he be able to tell you?
Yeah.
Yes, I was what you would technically call a spy.
Okay, so that's so I like. I'm sorry, I misclassified it as a CIA. So no, so
definitely not CIA.
So I'm pretty sure I don't know.
They're more evil.
But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I'm pretty sure that the World of Warcraft is safe and there's nobody you need to spy on in there.
It's absolutely safe. Oh, it's interesting. The first character I started playing World of Warcraft was a rogue, so you know, a little stealthy guy. So
is anyone else having flashbacks to Enemy of the State? I almost popped that DVD in the other night.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's in high def, isn't it? I think it's an HD. No.
I don't. I've just got the regular DVD.
Stiffy says no. Anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. You missed the conversation I had just before I came out here. I was talking to somebody for about an hour about guns, so.
I can guess who you're talking to.
I'm going to move to the other side.
Dave, so you're good. You're good to know. So E and I and Paul Bunyan, who's also on the team, we played a lot of Rainbow Six about a month ago, and we're experimenting with the guns. So yep. What's your preferred weapon in Rainbow Six?
You know what? I haven't played Rainbow Six enough to really be able to have an opinion.
Have you used any of those guns?
I have not used all of them.
The SPAS 12.
No.
Okay.
It's a killer shotgun within the game. It's got about 50-foot one kill range.
it's
awesome.
It's a little imbalanced.
Yeah, any shotgun with a 50-foot range is kind of.
It's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, I figured I'd
We'll never accuse that game of having realism.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm the bad person.
So what was your
no party for you
for your money? What was your favorite arcade title?
Oh. Did you use your money?
Good point.
No. you know, I like Cloning Clyde.
Yeah, that was one of mine.
That's a fun game.
Yours is Zuma. I know that, Trixie. Yeah.
And Zuma's
Stiffy, what did you have? What was your favorite?
Feeding Frenzy.
Feeding Frenzy. E?
Feeding Frenzy's fun, yeah.
E?
I don't like
Cloning Clyde was up there. I still play probably Geometry Wars more than anything because that's kind of my zone out game.
Right.
I'll do that when I'm on the telephone.
All that crap chasing you and those yucky chain worm things like swirling
it's
around.
It's a zen thing.
That's
the
not
less,
relaxing.
The
that's
less
like,
attention I'm
gives me a heart attack.
I'll remember that. But the less attention I'm paying, the better I do in the game.
Wow.
So, you know,
but that, Cloning Clyde, we played a ton of that because we were fighting our way up the leaderboards.
Right.
So.
You know, that's it's kind of interesting because Trixie has kind of accused me of uber geekiness for having 4 level 60 World of Warcraft characters. But how many times has Trixie? How many times has Trixie completed Zuma?
Yeah, we 11.
11.
11 times.
It's the only game I'm good at.
It's going to be
so,
Zuma 2.
Hush Trixie's your mouth. Hush your mouth.
Hey, there's a world of difference between a frog spitting colored marbles out and like some little Dorkmeyer character going around saying, "Yay, verily, forsooth, I shall slay you." And there's freaking dragons and dorky crap. That game is like dorkness on a stick.
Dorkness on a stick, Dave. Dave, what do you have to say to that?
I just... I'm just kind of stunned. This is coming from someone who plays a game with a frog that spits colored marbles out of his mouth.
Yeah, so but it's not like I have this alter ego. It's not like I become the frog and I want to be one with frogs.
Dave and Trixie, go at it.
You're not a role-playing frog person?
No, okay. No, I am not.
I think the line you're looking for, Dave, is, Jane, you ignorant. Oh boy! So we're closing in on an hour. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about here? I mean, did we go through everything? Yeah, because those guys aren't here. Dave's here, so we got the XNA stuff out of the way.
Thanks. Actually, for
you know what? Yeah. So it's
Dave's not done yet, apparently.
No, that's fine.
No. I mean, I'm
He's
done.
Now just like his Dark Age of Camelot.
I'm thrilled about.
And we have another guest here, Dave. I want you to finish. We're going to introduce our next guest.
I'll finish. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. It's.
So we're going to go from why don't you hand her the...
I'm done.
You're going to. So we have Elle, Xbox.com's Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for coming on. Are you on vacation this week?
I am.
How you doing?
Good.
So why don't you explain to people what you do in your real life and what you do on Xbox.com, meaning real life downstairs.
My real life downstairs. I'm a technical writer on the Xbox and Zune teams. So I write the manuals for Xbox and Zune.
Right.
Manuals on the web. And those wonderful little articles that I write for Xbox.com.
So I'm going to give you a little technical help, okay?
Sure.
Talk into the mic.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. So Elle also works. No. Two girls having two microphones, not good. Not good.
Just Mage can't handle two chicks at once. Let that be noted.
But so you work. So you work. You're also on Xbox.com.
Yes.
You work with Trixie. You can have the microphone, Trixie. Oh, more people coming in. Look at this. So come over here. So you go ahead and take the microphone, Trixie. Go ahead, take it. Go ahead, take it. I'll let you and Elle talk for a second.
Hey, Larry, I'm going to go ahead and go, and I'll let you let you do your part.
Dave, thank you. Have a good New Year, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any more abuse.
Have a good Trixie. Holiday. Anyway, let's skip. So Elle, so you're how you doing? What are you playing right now? Which first of all, what's your gamer tag?
Elle.
That's
right.
So go ahead
it's
and
not
tell
Ellie, it's Elle.
It's
for
Elle.
All you folks out there that insist on calling me Ellie.
And do you get a lot of email from people calling you Ellie?
Yes, I do.
So you've been busy.
Wait a minute. How do you tell an email that they're calling?
Well, it's
Ellie?
Actually voice.
But
message.
He said email. I'm
okay,
just
okay.
Pointing out that
Ellie, the seriousness of Ellie.
In voice messages. It's yeah.
What
it's
do you
Elle.
And how what level are you in Viva?
Oh God, I haven't played in a couple weeks, but probably like 28 or something.
Yeah, okay.
Not too.
No one's above you, Stiffy. So tell me what have you been playing? What are your games of the year that you really like playing?
Games of the year. Well, I was playing Gears for a little bit. I didn't play a lot
because
Viva took over
and
ruined my life. But
right.
Actually, going way back, Burnout Revenge was my favorite for a long time.
Well,
that's the third vote for Burnout Revenge.
Yeah, and how?
And surprisingly, also Enchanted Arms was the first and only game that I've got a 1,000 gamer score on.
Now you did an interesting post on your blog. Your blog is where can people find your blog?
It's XboxL.
.spaces.live.com. Okay, and you had an interesting post about that.
Yeah.
So tell us about that for those fans out there.
Well, it's really strange. I mean, I'm a spaz gamer to begin with.
Yes.
And I only play games for the first 10 or 20 gamer score.
Do you play Zuma?
I do not. I have played Zuma.
Okay.
But I have not gone crazy. And there's no way that I could
define crazy. Is 11 games crazy?
Well, Trixie's beyond crazy, I think,
right.
On Zuma.
Right. So
she's just Trixie.
So, okay. Can continue. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, and so with Enchanted Arms, it's I don't know. I guess it really wasn't that, well received a game. A lot of people liked, a lot of people didn't. They didn't say it was a really great Japanese RPG. I'm not a really Japanese RPG player myself, but for some reason Enchanted Arms just grabbed me.
Right.
And I'm thinking it might be the pacing of the achievements went really well, so that you always felt like you were really within reach of a new achievement.
Mm-hmm.
But, after I beat the game itself, I didn't go on multiplayer, which is the other party, you can play other games, so it's kind of this weird phenomenon. You think you're done with the game when you get all the achievements.
Right. Well, Ian and I talked about that last week. What does it mean to finish a game?
So obviously, Elle is not listening to your blogcast.
Right. Well, she's been off for the holiday.
I was on,
you usually listen to them.
Yeah, I do.
You always stop by and tell me, correct me or say something.
Major, you ignorant.
So are you going to CES? I'm asking everyone.
Not that I know.
So wait a minute. You worked on the Zune.
Yes.
So what were some of the things you did for the Zune?
I did the UI text on the Zune. So all
so the,
the
U, you, UI is user interface.
Yes, user interface, text. So all the little menu items on the device itself. I didn't do the software.
So when they turn it on and they see music, video, community, and all that stuff there, that's you.
Yep, I got to decide on what that should go. What should go on those menus?
Oh,
I like the choice of community for the wireless.
Yeah, actually, I think that was there already. I just let it be.
Just
some PM.
Oh,
it was all my.
So
oh, it was all me.
Nice work. So next time when you're out shooting, I think. Internally, we call it squirting.
Yeah.
And externally, we call it.
I won't use squirt.
What do you?
I don't like it.
When you're sending.
Did you know that Elle made this really awesome Zoom cozy for me? She yes. knitted it.
Yes, I know. I got one.
Did you?
I got a cozy.
Those rule.
I know they're really cool.
Mad knitting skills.
So you actually knitted these sock-like devices for our Zooms, and you went around. And you let me pick my color.
Yeah. But I made 36 of them. I was just going nuts.
Were you nesting?
I was. I was nesting for the birth of the Zune, and then afterwards I even made some more. So.
Did you give one to Jay?
Yes, I did.
Which color did he get?
He got kind of a brown color. It was a silk one.
You gave him silk?
Silk?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, most of the ones I made were wool.
Right.
And I gave him one. He chose a silk one.
He would.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a rough silk. It's not like, you know, well, I'm not going to get into
silk
that.
Silk is silk.
Yeah, let's stop right there.
All right, then. So cool. All right, we're gonna come back to you in a minute. I want to go over to so the last person who just walked into the room is Lit. Hello, Lit.
Hi.
Wow, loud. So Lit, what's your gamer tag?
Lit Bomb.
Lit Bomb. You handle all the tests for the team.
Not all the tests.
Well, your team runs the service test. So when E's team breaks stuff, you fix it. Is that the way it works?
When we break stuff, he comes over and just tear me apart.
Whoa.
Wow. So they go at it. Were you around when the service had a little problem on Wednesday?
On Wednesday? I was watching my inbox. I was about to call people.
But we had it under control. It was people think it was the, you know, just, I don't. You can listen to the beginning of the show that you weren't here for, but it wasn't the earthquake.
No, it wasn't.
People think it was the earthquake.
Maybe
so
somebody...
I'm sure you figured
something.
It was not an alien invasion either.
It was, yeah.
Why
so
are there pods in my basement?
Because that's where
let's
they live.
Go there.
So I want to talk Lip Bomb. Let's talk about you play a lot of games. We all play a lot of games. What was your favorite game of the year? You played a lot of.
I played quite a few. I mean, if you look, I think I've loaded over 80 games
yep.
in my profile.
I think you're right. I'm going to compare you to mine. But which one did you play? What one are you playing the most of?
I just finished Need for Speed Most Wanted again.
Uh huh. Yeah, I see that.
Again. Why?
Tell us. We have a moment.
Well, I was doing some testing before 360 was launched.
Right.
Right.
And one of the first games I put in was Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Right. Okay.
So, and there was some problem.
Right.
On that game specifically. Cool. And although I finished the game, I got 1,000 gamer score from that game.
Right.
It was never recorded for each individual achievement.
Right. So you fixed it.
So later on, like I think it was the spring release.
Yep.
We took care of some cheaters.
Right.
And I wasn't one of them.
Right.
But the side effect was that I lost that 1,000
so
game score.
I should point out that right here you're saying, oh, I'm not a cheater. But you're the person I was referring to earlier when we were describing how Major hacked Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
No.
The person who had the hex editor that made
you're
it possible.
Animal Crossing
that was you.
Cheater, Lit.
Oh, I don't think it was me. I think you're mistaken.
It's the other Lit Bomb.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It was Lit Bomb.
Yeah, there's another Lit out
got
there.
It.
You also played, did you play the outfit with me?
I played a little. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, you didn't like it. A lot of some people that we played
nobody
a lot.
Nobody liked the outfit as much as Major. It was a fun game.
It was just weird that from out of nowhere, some big crate drop into the middle of nowhere with people coming out.
That's war. It's called an airdrop.
Yeah.
That's what was cool about it. That's all right. So just to be clear, that was my guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure, I fully admit it, so maybe it's not guilty, is the outfit. Which game did you enjoy playing that probably you...
I haven't finished Oblivion, but I spent over 80, 90 hours on it.
Really?
I still plan on going back to...
Are you still playing World of Warcraft?
No, I quit.
Okay.
Twice.
You quit
twice.
You quit twice.
He's wearing the patch.
Okay.
I quit college 3 times.
So.
I'm still playing World of Warcraft.
you are?
Yeah.
What level are you?
Well, I have this 2-year-old. My main is 2 years old, and it just hit 58. Another symptom of spaz gaming is, you know, my got lots of alts. I got altitis, and my main is now 58. Maybe I'll hit 60 before the patch.
My main.
Yes.
That's like some...
I know. It's her main character. That's like the... Jermaine, babe. You know what I'm saying, yo?
Yeah.
It's my main.
She's speaking druid.
Yeah, what are your... Oh, your druid.
My druid.
Okay. Does your druid have blue hair like you?
Purple.
What about you? Nice. When you quit the last time, which was the second time...
I was playing a druid.
You were playing...
A night elf druid.
That's right. I remember your character. What? Yeah. You still had the little one, right? That I played with you one night.
Well, that little one was a... Was it a dwarf?
I think it was a dwarf.
A little dwarf.
A little dwarf, as opposed to a big dwarf. what are you looking forward to this year, Lip Balm?
Another couple more releases.
Yes.
Think about it. It's only been a year, but we've already released twice for the service.
On Xbox Live. So we've had a couple of updates. That's what he's looking forward to as well, his team.
Oh, that's, yes, especially right before vacation. That's what I want to think about.
Yeah.
All the work next year.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's go back to games.
Let's go back to games. Are you playing Shadowrun?
Shadowrun? I just... No, are we supposed to...
You can say yes or no.
You can say yes or no, and that's it.
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay.
I haven't. Okay. I got the mail.
You got the email, so you're working.
I got the information.
Okay, but you haven't had a chance to play yet.
So what was first, matchmaking or Shadowrun beta?
What do you mean?
This gets back to the... What?
You had to be here for the whole show.
Okay.
So. Matchmaking, clearly.
So, what else?
Looking forward to...
Wait a minute, you want to hear... Trixie, are you leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. We'll see you, you know, see you next time. So,
bye.
Anyway, we're gonna wait till Trixie leaves, and we're just going to get... It's going to get very quiet in here now.
Shut up!
It's going to get very quiet. Well,
that's our Trixie.
Okay, anyway, sorry, Lit.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Tons of games coming out.
What'd you play on your DS? Because you and E are the ones that got me hooked on the DS.
DS, I've been playing, Elite Beat Agent. It's an awesome game.
That's the one that I bought in Japan, in Japanese.
It's a different version.
It is a different version, but I can't figure out how to play because I don't speak Japanese. No. I told you that right?
I should take a look at
it. Yeah, it's
I've been waiting for, wanting to see what the Japanese
is. Yeah, I have it. I'll let you borrow because I can't figure the darn thing out.
EBA is really, really good.
Is it?
Yeah. I also got, just before the holidays, I got Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, so you're doing that.
I plan on practicing quite a bit.
Right, because you want to get ready for the Xbox version, which is coming out soon. Yes. Sometime soon. Yes. Can't wait for that. Are you looking forward to that, Al?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you play the other one? You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. I actually played the Xbox 360 version a couple weeks ago. Just literally 60 seconds of it is all I could do. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. So, no, we're not going to talk to you, Stiffy, because I know you'd have comments on this. You can't say anything.
It's a great game.
It is a great game.
It's a great game.
That's all we're going to say to that. All right, what else, Lit? What else? I'm just looking at your gamer card here.
My gamer card.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Can I tell a little story?
Yes.
Yeah. I was in Toronto.
Okay.
I went to Toronto visiting some relatives.
Right.
There was a little niece, nephew. I don't know.
You don't know if it's a niece or
I don't know.
He's my wife's cousin.
So okay. That could be a nephew.
Okay. Nephew.
Not a niece.
But they are not, okay.
They're not a boy? He's not a boy?
He's 13 years old.
Okay.
Poor little kid playing really just GameCube games.
Really?
Oh.
So being, what am I now?
Uncle
Lit.
Uncle Lit.
Right.
Aunt.
I went.
Aunt Lit.
I went and got him a 360 Premium.
Right.
And it's actually, I didn't know. I found out it's a really, really good deal.
Right.
You buy the premium version, it comes with Live Arcade.
Yep.
Yep.
Ghost Recon.
Yep.
Right. And same price, right? And then...
Just for our listeners, that's a Canadian bundle.
Right, because you're in Canada. Yes. Thank you, E.
And it also comes with Rainbow Six Vegas.
Wow.
Free. Bundled. And the lady said, hey, if you have an old piece of junk like PS2 or GameCube, you can bring in and we'll give you Gears of War for free.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in Canada?
In Canada. So. I think it was a EB game.
Okay.
Right, so I got it from him. It was before Christmas.
So did you trade his
I didn't.
Game? Did you really go the distance and trade it in?
I didn't. I got it for him and an extra controller. Mm-hmm. I just made his year.
So what is he playing?
He's playing Ghost Recon.
So he's playing. How old is he?
He's 13. It's a teen game.
So it's a teen game. Yeah, no, no. I just was trying to understand. Because the GameCube, there's not a lot of shooter games on GameCube, if I remember correctly.
No, really not.
So this is a huge...
He was planning to buy a 360. He was saving up his money.
And Lit comes... What? Look at Santa Bomb. Santa Lit Bomb.
Yes.
Delivering the goods.
Yeah, it made me feel good, too.
I just had this image of Lit in a Santa suit, and that's...
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't really lend itself.
You don't think?
No. No. Fill it out.
Yeah, you're not going to fill it out at all. Well, that's kind of an interesting story.
Yes.
Did you play a lot with him after?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's pretty good.
I don't want to say his gamer tag, but did you get him a gamer tag?
No, I will be getting him a subscription.
Right. Okay. After you come see me and I take care of you there. All right. Do we have anything else we need to take care of? Because we're a little over an hour of our rambling on. Do you guys have anything else you want to say? Lit, Stiffy? L, bring it up the rear. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in.
The rear, I do that the best.
Anything you want to add?
happy New Year. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays and
happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
Everything else.
That's it.
Huh?
Stay off of World of Warcraft, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It sucks in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I tried. I tried it with Lit. Lit and
you
remember
tried
we?
WoW?
Yeah, I tried. I tried WoW. It was a year and a half ago. And then I got in. Well, I didn't really get into it because I didn't like the fact that there was no voice. I mean, you can get this. You can get the secondary. You know, I know I'm going to get a ton of emails from people saying, "Oh, you can just
TeamSpeak or Ventrilo."
I just didn't want to deal with that. I wanted to put a headset on and like we do in live on Xbox, and I didn't have that. So we ended up like a couple nights a week we dialed in. I remember Bunyan like grabbed me once and brought me into this conference room, and we leveled up my character and did all that stuff. And it just was like, it was like okay, it just didn't really do anything for me.
Well, you could have used Xbox Live to talk.
Right. Well, that's what a lot of people, you know, I get a lot of emails from people that use Live to talk and just use, and then play on World of Warcraft. So that's, I tried it for a while, but then I went to Maui, and then I came back and just totally had it out of my mind.
There are so many great live games that I don't have time to play.
Right.
The last thing I need is more games on other platforms I don't have time to play.
Right.
It doesn't stop me from buying a Wii and other things.
Well, that's why it's going to be interesting to see Shadowrun, because, you know, we can talk about that. In fact, it's going to be on PC and Xbox.
Yes, cross-platform.
So I'll be able to play, you and I can play against each other, you'll be on your PC.
That's right.
You know, with your crazy mage elf flying around or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And those characters. you should try it, Lit. It's actually kind of cool. That's
I
can say. I can't say anything more.
I've seen the video.
But be careful, though, because it can bring down live.
Oh, okay, Major, let it go.
All right, so Stiffy, you got anything you want to add?
Oddly enough, before it got up.
So you got anything you want to add, Stiffy? We're going to wrap it up now.
No.
Okay, Stiffy's out. Lit, we're going to come to you last. Lit, you got anything you want to say?
Me?
Yeah, did you get any good gadgets for the holiday? We always talk about gadgets.
Not really.
Let me tell you a funny story. I was in Lit's office about a month ago. Remember this? And you were telling me about the new camera you bought. What was the camera you got?
Canon 5D.
The Canon 5D?
5D.
And we were talking about it, and you were telling me about all the glass, and I kind of added it up in my head, and I said, you've got almost $10,000 in photography gear. Is that about right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Is that bad?
Buying glass.
yeah. Buying glass, which is lenses, is expensive.
But you
always get some pretty good stuff, though. I didn't know if you had.
Yeah, I spend the money to compensate my inability to take good pictures.
If I just buy this lens, my pictures will come out okay.
Pictures come out pretty good.
Some good. Most of them are not.
Okay.
Well, that's
an expensive habit.
Yeah,
but so you didn't get anything over the holidays? You didn't get any new phones?
No,
I bought my GPS a couple weeks ago.
Really. I got some things that it's probably not appropriate to say.
Okay, then. Okay. Wow. Oh, Elle, you got something. You got the Star Trek phone.
Yeah, brand new phone.
How do you like that?
I like it a lot. Singular 3125.
Yeah, that's also known as the Star Trek phone.
Yeah.
HTC Star Trek.
It's
very nice.
That is a good phone, isn't it?
I can get my email from anywhere, so now there's
which
no
is
excuse.
Not, which sometimes
know,
is not a good
great,
thing.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. All right, so E, we're gonna wrap it up with you. What do you got? What do you want to say for the final closing stuff of the show?
We're done already.
It's an hour and 10 minutes.
But there was like a whole bunch of things we were gonna talk about that we didn't talk about.
We went through the list, except for
we didn't write everything up.
We forgot.
Marketplace items.
Yeah, what do you got for that? Stiffy, what do you got for a favorite marketplace item?
The high def videos. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing ever.
The game. So the video marketplace for people in North America, and if you're outside North America, it's probably all the game trailers.
In the United States.
In the United States.
North
I'm
America.
Sorry. Thank you, E. What else? Yeah, you came with notes. I apologize.
There were some really cool demos we put up there.
Yeah, like in fact, one of the demos that was in the top games of Live is where the heck is it? I thought it was up here. Like the Lost Planet demo. Lost Planet's coming out in a few weeks, but the demo that we put up at E3 was phenomenal.
Right, we put several Lost Planet demos up there.
Yeah, so.
And there's a current one up there that's really great.
Yep. Let's see. I'm just going through if I have any marketplace data. You got anything else, Mark? What else?
I think the most amazing thing is in the last year.
Yes.
And actually, just the diversity of stuff that we've hit with marketplace.
Right.
There's demos, there's live arcade, HD videos, you know, the movies.
The gamer levels, picks, the themes.
It's unbelievable how much stuff is up there. So that's
I would agree with you there. And you would know better than anybody because his team has to deliver all that stuff.
And pay the bills for all that stuff.
Yeah, those
too.
Bills, I mean,
We move a lot of bits around the internet.
Yeah, I thought you put in a private network for Xbox Live. Remember?
Actually, at one point, years and years ago, we did have the discussion about building some networks, and Jay wouldn't give me the money for that.
Yeah, because it was $1 billion.
Yeah, he was like, we already have an internet. We don't need your own personal one.
Wasn't there a story earlier about how Xbox Live jacked up the usage of the internet?
I do remember seeing that.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about, but the one you're talking about wasn't entirely accurate. It was an ad from a company who makes gear to measure different types of traffic.
So they're trying to sell it.
So say you're a university and you want to monitor, you know, what your students are using and how much traffic is BitTorrent,
right?
How much is email, how much is the web. They make devices you buy that then monitor your network traffic. So they were saying, if you had one of our devices and you plugged it in somewhere in the internet, here's what you would have seen.
Right.
So the numbers were a little dodgy. But we have had...
Those were not our numbers, right? They did their own thing.
Had nothing to do with us. But there have been a couple of times we've pushed some pretty amazing numbers of bits around. We talked a lot about what we did at E3.
Yeah.
When we did the bringing it home. And I think the number was something on the orders of like 30 libraries of Congress that mm-hmm. we moved in the period of a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we were breaking that number within months.
Right.
And some of the numbers now are just, I mean, it's mind-blowing. When we put a big anticipated demo up, the number of people going to get it in the first hour is just astounding.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because you guys have to do a lot of pre-planning, and we talked about the caching last week around the globe that your team does.
Yes.
It is astounding. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary that you just turn your box on, hit a button, and then those great demos download.
The thing that I find most amazing is we're also used to it. And a year ago, none of this existed.
Yeah.
I mean, in Xbox One, there was no marketplace.
Right.
There wasn't this level of content moving around. There wasn't, I just want to get this demo and play it. And now we just take it for granted, and it's only been a year.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Lit, what else?
Downloadable content?
Yeah, downloadable content.
I have to say I like the horse armor.
The what?
The horse armor for Oblivion.
Oh, the horse armor.
Wow. I mean, in one way, man. It's what? $2 and I got some pretty stuff.
You got some bling.
Yeah. I mean,
the horse guy.
Lit's a bling kind of guy.
Yeah, he is. If anybody's ever seen Lit with the gold chains and whatnot, you know that's the way he rolls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it shows how diverse the content we have, just like Steve said.
Well, it's
we
the.
Have Big video, high definition content, and also small little blinks you can add to your gaming experience. Right?
Does that bling?
I have an idea.
Yes.
When are you gonna get your show online?
That is the number one question I get all the time. Is when can you download these shows on Xbox Live? The problem is that the way that it's explained to me, and no one in this room works on it, but the people downstairs work on the dashboard. Is that there's no way to download just audio-only files and then have them play, because people want to play and listen to it in the background while they're playing a game. And there's currently no way to just download just audio. I'd have to like put a video behind it, and you don't want to have a video of all of us sitting around the table. So that is a challenge. I know that.
We'll put that at the top of the list.
Feature.
Yeah, we'll make that feature. So is that what you guys want? You want to? I don't think so.
We'll
update. So, yeah, we'll be shipping an update in the spring.
The Major Nelson update.
No, I don't want to call it that. I don't want. Don't
Setting
curse.
Expectation.
Don't want to curse that. So, E, what else? You're gonna wrap it up, and then I'm gonna say the closing, and we're gonna get out of here, so everyone can get home and start their holiday weekend.
Oh yes, holiday weekend. Good.
Yeah.
I have chilled vodka. I have a couple cases of beer. That's just for me. I don't think I have anything else except, hey, thanks everyone. It's been
a wild year,
amazing year.
It's been a great year. Everybody who's come on, we're now at 4 million plus Xbox Live members. I mean, so before we go though, Ian, Lit, you guys have been here, and Stiffy, you've been here since the beginning. So you guys, specifically on the live side, you remember when we got 100,000 members, and then 200,000 members, and then 500,000, and do you remember the first million? You guys,
I think I remember
when you're nodding, awesome. It doesn't come through audio.
Oh,
I remember that being brought up in an all hands meeting.
There was 1 million members.
It happened a little quicker than we expected it to happen.
So what's so do you remember? Do you remember the first million?
I don't remember the first million. I remember when Rainbow Six came out and we got to 40 concurrent.
Oh, I know the milestone you're thinking of. That, yeah.
I mean, and we are. I don't know the numbers. I can't say the numbers, but we are many, many, many times over.
Right.
I think I'll capture what you're talking about is the way the milestones kind of feel at a gut level. It's not, oh, we hit 1 million. It's not, we hit 2 million. It's, do you remember the day Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow came out?
Right.
Remember the day Halo 2 came out?
Right, so it's all...
The day Gears of War came out.
It's game-driven.
Yeah, our numbers are slightly different than the marketing numbers.
Yeah.
We don't remember, oh, we are at 4 million or 3 million.
Right, right. So, but it's been a good year. Anyway, all right, we're going to wrap it up now. So, any other last things? Otherwise, I'm just going to say my big goodbye here, which is I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net. They provide MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment that makes sure that you get this podcast and my blog at MajorNelson.com when you want it. I also want to thank CashFly for their services. They do global caching. Check if you do a podcast or anything like that and you want to get some caching services, check out CashFly. Anything else? I'm going to bail out now. I'm just going to keep.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year. Be safe, everybody.
All right, so we'll see. I don't know when my next show is going to be because I'm going to E3, so I'll be carrying the Bill G. CES. Thank you, Lit. I'm going to CES. I'll be
Vegas,
carrying the
baby.
Vegas, baby. Carrying the CES keynote from Bill G. I'm sure I'll maybe bang another one out when I get there as well, but we'll figure that out. But I will talk to you after the New Year. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.